Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what this is, man. PSA motherfucking radio. We here, of course, live and direct. My bro, Dre, 311, man. What is good, my G?
My nigga, what's popping out here, man? What's good, my G? What's good, man?
Hey, man, we out here working, bro. Segment boys, we here. We got a dope guest on the show, actually. We really support them and what they do, Andre.
I fuck with hip hop is real hard body, my nigga. Keep it real hard body, man. I fuck with the movement.
Yeah.
I'm saying I reached out to Knowledge and I'm like, bro, you do a lot of interviews, man. Once we need to interview you and shit, you know what I mean? Because a lot of niggas do interviews, but I like to see to interview niggas and see what made them decide to cover battle rap, what made them decide to get behind the lens and shit. Because let's be real, we got Rap Grid, 15 Minutes of Fame, Hip Hop is Real, you know what I'm saying? Those are the major outlets that's in the trenches or in the field, as young people like to say. You know what I mean? That's out here, so I respect Heavy Bags when he was doing his thing, you know what I mean?
I agree. And get the dude on and kind of see where he started the outlet, how everything's going, and how we really got into it, you know what I'm saying?
My guy.
We got some good... That's the dude right there. Definitely supports us. We support him as well. Let's get him on right now, man. Just calling up. And let's get him on. See what
my man, Knowledge, what's good?
Let's go. Knowledge, man, what's good?
Everything good, man. How you?
I'm good, bro.
How you, my G? What's popping, man?
Oh, another day at the office, man. Just working.
Yo, my man, you're doing more than working, Knowledge. You ain't got to be modest, my nigga. Fuck your collar. It is what it is. Out here, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Nah, we just having fun, man, at the end of the day. You already know, man. Shit. We just taking advantage of whatever opportunities we got, man.
Now, before we get into what we really want to talk about, how was the event yesterday with the young PGs and shit? You be showing love to the young guys, you know what I'm saying, who a lot of niggas probably don't give a fuck about. You know, the fettuccines of the world, my nigga Snake Eyes, fuck with Snake Eyes Heavy, T.Y., Joe, Zigzag, and all these other niggas, man. How was the event yesterday? I see you got mad clips and everything, so, you know what I mean?
The event was a good event, you know what I'm saying? The battles that I know that stuck out was Rada versus Chef Trez. That was probably one of the battles of the night. Fettuccine 20. Fettuccine 20 versus Jack Boy Maine, that was another crazy one. Dougie had a great showing, you know, against Joe. He kind of went crazy on my boy Joe.
That's the white cat Joe, right?
I'm sorry?
That's the white cat Joe, right?
Yeah, the white boy Joe, yeah.
Joe nice.
I don't think that battle came out. It was definitely Snake Eyes. Yeah, Snake Eyes had a dope battle. You know what I'm saying? He went in. You know what I'm saying? Jay Murder and Ty Law had a dope battle, too. Like, that was another good one right there. But Battle of the Night, man, Ryder, Chef Trez, man, at least for me, man. That was the one that really had me going crazy. That boy Ryder different.
Yeah, Ryder Night. Then he beat Battle Snake Eyes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Snake Eyes had a dope battle, too, and shit. Now, Knowledge, when you see these young niggas, I'm not talking about Chess and T-Top, I'm talking about the young, like PG niggas, obviously.
Oh yeah, also Madafi. He also had a crazy Madafi battle too against Bonus. But yeah, my
heart for those.
Do
you think it's hard for niggas like Fettuccine, these cats, to get to where Chess and them is right now? Or you know, because Chess and them still trying to get to where Verb and them is right now. But do you think it's hard for these niggas? Like, who stands out to you in this PG class?
Do I think it's hard for them to get to that? Nah, it's not hard.
Yeah.
They just gotta, it's all about the mentality of the game, you know what I'm saying? How you approach the game. What do you really want out of it? You know what I'm saying? If you caught up in all the bullshit, then you might not make it to where you want to be. But if you stay focused on, like, your goal or trying to be the best in the game, then, yeah, you're going to make it to that. You know what I mean? Because most of them niggas that are in our position, when I speak to them, they want to be the best in the game. So, you know what I mean? That's the difference that I see. You know what I mean?
I like some of these young dudes. I know we were talking about Chess and people coming up like that. Now, I've been very, very critical through the years, as Dre knows, of the PGs. My favorite class was the John Johns, the B-Magics, you know, that class, the JCs, the Chillers, you know, kind of in that era. So I went a while not liking these PG guys. Was it the same for you at all, or did you like, yo, everything has to change, so I'm going to give these guys a shot and see what I think?
I think, you know, every year Smack just opens the door to new talent. So
right.
It's always going to be somebody that just sneaks in, or somebody or a group of people that make noise. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, when I got into battle rap and I'm looking at everything, I would consider my generation, or from when I'm starting, to be the generations of the Chesses and the Briz Rothsteins and the Tita. Because these are the dudes that I'm, you know, I got to introduce to them. I got introduced to them when they weren't big names, and now they're like big names and everybody know them. So, you know what I'm saying? So to me, it's like, and right now, you look at the PGs or the new guys, or even the dudes doing this shit outside of URL, they are the new names that are starting to, you know, build themselves. Like Chef Trez. Now I'm looking at Chef Trez. Who knows where Chef Trez is going to be in a few years from now in the game? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
There's always going to be a new group of people putting it down.
But let's be real, knowledge. As a reporter, as a nigga that's in media, you do want to be the first one to get those interviews with the young cats. So when they get to another level, you know what I'm saying? They know knowledge was the first nigga behind the lens, hollering at them, giving that interview, giving them that lightning shit. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide to go behind the lens, though, my G? What made you decide to, you know what, I'm going to cover battle rap? Because we've been popping, what, for the last 2 years. Am I right on that?
Yeah. I mean, our channel been up for the past 2 years. Our company been up for 3 now. So, yeah, definitely. What made me do it was, you know, I was working with a lot of different people, and other people who was in my organization was doing interviews. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like, you know, they weren't doing it exactly how I wanted it done or how I thought it should have been done. So, you know, my team encouraged me to, like, yo, son, you know, we all try to ask questions. But then I just got used to asking questions, and it was a lot of shit I wanted to know, but, you know, I didn't want to just go out asking niggas whatever, so I was a little nervous to do it. But then once I got used to it, I just realized it was a conversation, and let me ask these dudes what I really want to know. Fuck all the other shit. Let me just see exactly what y'all want to know, like, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, yo, something's going on. Let me get to the root of the problem. Let me see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I was able to do that a lot and develop a little skill at doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't even know I could fucking do interviews. I was just like, shit, I'm going to be behind the scene and just do whatever that needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? And
Right.
The niggas needed me to do interviews. So
what was your first interview that you had, Battle Rap Bars? Your very first interview. You remember that?
It's my first interview? Damn. I felt like, shit. I remember the first year we was in business, the first time I actually had to try to do an interview was with I think Murder Mook. Murder Mook was our first interview. You know what I'm saying?
That was ours too. Damn. We got something in common. That was me and Timbo's first interview. Murder Mook, word.
Yeah, nah, Murder Mook showed us some love, and I was nervous as shit. We ain't asked them nothing that we should have asked them that was real good. Motherfucker, we was just like, oh, shit, it's Murder Mook.
Murder Mook.
Top five. Asking stupid shit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But we was like, shit, at least we're in front of Murder Mook. Let's just try to get something out of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to ask you this. So, you know, when we interview, we get to kind of see exactly who these people are, more so than just battling. You know, do you think some of these guys, they come off, they get a bad rap, because these fans just jump straight to conclusions and think that that battle persona is their real life, not knowing that, all right, some of these dudes is actually, like, pretty cool, you know? You can, if you ask us, some of the guys that we personally like that are big, I mean, Sue Surf, you know, we were just talking about Surf. He'll come up here and politic with us all the time. You know what I mean? We can call others up here that will just come up politic with us all the time, regardless of what we have to say. Do you get that too? You kind of get a look into who these guys are?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get to talk and build with a lot of these battlers. You know what I'm saying?
He's at the events, my nigga. Like, he's there.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He gets to see who these guys are. Were you surprised on how some of them were?
These dudes is all good dudes, you know what I'm saying? I've never encountered somebody where, you know, most people, man, you show them respect, they're going to show you the same respect, you know what I'm saying? So I've never had a situation where, you know, I didn't get along or I had a disagreement with somebody. And if I did, we always handled it privately or spoke man to man or face to face or behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? So Everything I've dealt with so far, everybody's pretty much, you know, pretty much good people. You know what I'm saying? I've never really dealt with anybody who, you know, had negative energy. And if they do, I just stay away from them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because with the name Knowledge to God, my nigga, you 5%? Huh? You got a body?
I'm just a brother with knowledge itself, you know. I started learning things outside of what we've been taught to learn, and I started to educate myself. And you know what I'm saying? My OGs gave me today knowledge, and I just added the God once I realized what God meant, and you know what I'm saying, who I am, and you know, and going by the sense of, you know, I am God, meaning I'm responsible for all my actions, you know, and I'm the creator of what, you know, future I want to have for myself. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't leave my responsibilities to anybody else but to myself. You know what I'm saying? So it gives me responsibility to act on the things that I want to get done in life.
You spitting bars right now, my nigga. You low-key spitting bars.
It's knowledge of God. You already know what it is.
Right. Now, Frog Nation, my nigga. Frog Nation. That shit is large, my nigga. I read the comments. Frog Nation is deep. Now, when the Rich of this Frog thing first came about, I see people saying that. Were y'all laughing in the cut like, yo, we going to go with this?
Say that again?
The Frog Nation. When niggas started to run with Frog Nation and shit. Did y'all chuckle in the back like, yo, we going to run with this Frog Nation thing?
My nigga.
Because the fans really started the Frog Nation shit, really, right?
Yo, first I want to say shout out to the fans. Shout out to you guys, too, because I seen y'all put that comment like, y'all Frog Nation. If y'all not Frog Nation, y'all wouldn't understand. That shit got like 100 fucking likes, and I'm like, yeah.
I put
nigga,
that shit in the
shit. So shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to our artist, Short Shot. He's, you know what I mean? He's the one behind all of our music. Every single song that you see us put out, that's Short Shot, you know what I mean? You can check them out at Vasquez Collectives. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, once I see the people running with it, hell yeah. I'm like, yo, make the hats, make the emojis, do everything I need you got to do because, yo, niggas fuck with it. And the fans created it. So, you know, like, that shit ain't got nothing to do with us. They made the shit. The shit is Frost. But I'm not even going to say that because them niggas going to go at me like, no, it's Frogs, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. You know what I mean? So I'm like, it's Frogs. Whatever y'all want, man.
Now, let's be real, Knowledge. The topic of battle rap right now seems to be Sue Surf. Like Timbo said a second ago, we chopped it up with Sun numerous times on the channel here. What's your take from him going into this battle with Sue Surf? Because I was telling my bro Timbo just yesterday that I think Knowledge that Surf has the most pressure going into Gnome 6.
Surf has the most pressure going. I think Surf is URL's home for Surf. So I don't think it's any pressure for Surf. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's about to go and do good because I think that's the person he's taking the most serious out of all the battles that he took already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Suge, Rex, this is the one I think means the most to him just for the fact, you know, no disrespect, but because it's on URL and T-Top is one of the fastest rising stars in the game right now. So, yeah, Surf's not going to play with that. You know what I'm saying? Surf is not playing with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't expect Surf to come with nothing less than what Surf brings when it comes to high competing in battle rap.
But you don't think that when I say pressure on Knowledge, and I was telling Timbo the same thing, like how the fans are acting right now, I'm not saying they're turning on him, but I do see more than ever, I think, in Surf's career where fans are scratching their head. Because of a lag. You know how this shit goes, Knowledge. You know what I'm saying? You beat in events, my nigga. Where fans are like, all right, my nigga, your last dope battle that we really giving you props to is Hitman Holler. After that, besides the gun title shit, some fans, let's be real, we talk to fans. We read the comments on your comment section also when you got Surf on there and our comment section on our shit also. And to me, fans are like, my nigga, We really need you to go in against fucking T-Top, my nigga. You got to get a clear W. I ain't saying 3-0 because I don't think he's on 3-zip top, and I don't think Top on 3-zip Surf, but you got to make a 2-1. I don't think you can make this shit debatable or make it a fire debatable battle. You agree with that?
Surf definitely has to go in against T-Top just for the fact that he's getting the negative flack he's getting from the fans, but
right.
All he got to do is go off, and niggas is going to forget all that he did had bad battles. Niggas still going to talk about it, but it's like, yo, nah, Surf is back. That's all they'll say if he does good. Now, if he does bad against T-Top, then, yeah, of course. He's going to face all types of scrutiny. You know what I'm saying? That's a part of the game. You talk enough shit, you say you that nigga, you the best, Of course, nigga. That should come with it. That's a part of the game. So you got to come and show us why you that nigga. Period.
I think these fans have the short attention spans. You're only good as your last battle, to be
honest.
That's
how they feel. That's how they feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I feel it.
And knowledge, I think you and Timbo both picked Surf to win, right? You got Surf winning, right?
Do I have Surf winning?
I think on your prediction you did when you was in the whip and shit. I think you picked Surf, right?
I think Surf definitely has the edge to win it because of what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, people are really going to be paying attention to what he has to say. But I spoke to T-Top, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know T-Top's not going to play because T-Top wants to be the best. So when a nigga's that scary at this moment in his career, it's like, this shit has the potential to be a classic battle. You know what I'm saying? If they come right, you know what I'm saying? But I be hating sometimes when, you know what I'm saying, you expect so high of a battle and the shit don't turn out good. That's fucking me up.
That's a lot of
I think
times.
It's battle rap.
That's a lot these days. You got to kind of – I feel it. I feel the same way. Same thing with cards, too. Full cards. Can't get too hype about them shit no more. Just got to see how it plays out.
Is that what you're saying? My bad.
I mean, let's not go there. let's let that live, man. Let that live,
right?
God,
now
– Now,
let me ask you a question. You go to events, my nigga. Has there ever been a battle that you've gone to live that you thought a certain individual won the battle, and then when you went on watched it on camera, you're like, hold up, I might have been slipping or I've been pumping a little L's a little bit too much. Is there a battle that you could come up the top of your head that might have swayed your decision?
Damn. I feel like that should happen so many times. Like, you know what I mean?
That happens a lot.
Yeah, because I feel like I go, it'd be a lot of times I'm in the building and I see a battle and then I watch it on cam and the shit be different. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I can't think of a battle specifically, but that shit feels like it happens all the time. Like, I feel like, let me see if it's something recent. No, I can't think of that note.
Well, when you were talking about when you and Gritty and I think Lee Ferrell, when y'all were talking about that, I like that conversation y'all would have about judge battles, this, that, and the third. I love that conversation. I think you had said you had gave clips the battle in the room, right? Against Hollow?
I gave clips the battle because his third was so crazy. So just because his third was so crazy that I felt like he won the whole battle. But when you look back at it and you re-watch the battle, you like, damn, this nigga Hollow first and second was like, crazy, you know what I'm saying? So how can Clips win the battle? I'm just saying, like, can a third round actually beat, I mean, make you win a battle? It's like getting knocked out in the 10th round.
That's a good question.
I don't think so, though, Timbo Knowledge. I don't think so. How I judge battles, by rounds and shit.
Okay.
You feel me? I go round by round,
okay.
And I go about haymakers and who had more shit that made me do the jazz face. Like, ooh, nigga, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Okay. I got a scenario. What about a scenario like this? The first two rounds are kind of underwhelming. They're close, but you edge both of them to this dude. And then the other dude that's down 2-0 kills it with the best round of the battle in that third.
Does that
sway it a little bit? Because, one, he had the best round in the battle. The first two, underwhelming, blah, 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 blah. Does that change the judge pop?
So battle rap rules – yeah, the person who had the two better rounds would win. But for fan rules, you could give it to that person who won the third because it's like, yo, to me, the nigga third was better than anything that was said the whole battle. So, yeah, this nigga won because that's all I remember. Or that's all that matters in that battle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you this. Dre and I were having this conversation the other day about Hitman Holla and John John and then the Loaded Lux and Calico battle at Summer Madness 2. Now, I was saying that Hitman and John John was a better battle all around back and forth to me. But Lux and Cal obviously was a lot more bigger for the culture. How did you score those, or what did you think about those two battles?
The Hitman and John John, that was a dope battle. And that was like one of the battles where, you know, you got to see one of the underdogs or the new guys fight one of the big dogs and like show that, you know, dudes could break through, you know what I'm saying, and get in that water with the Giants, you know what I'm saying? That was like a moment in battle rap where it kind of like changed the guards, you know what I'm saying? It showed that the new guys could, you know, wrestle with, you know, with some of the top dudes in the game. And when you go to the Loaded Lux Calico battle, that just was like the return of Lux. And after everything he did with 106 and Parkin, he changed the scope of the game after that. So, I mean, I'd have, you know, the Lux battle is just a bigger battle, you know what I'm saying? But for the culture, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah, I have to go with the Lux and Calico battle. But back and forth-wise, I think Calico still was fighting. You know what I'm saying? Calico still had a lot
you
of
think
balls
so?
When I look back at it now.
You
know what I'm saying?
I mean, what choked?
You know what it is? When I first watched it, I was such a, you know, I'm such a Lux fan that, you know what I'm saying, it just looked so crazy to me. I wasn't really listening to Calico.
Yeah.
Once I got to know everything and all the references Calico was making, and I started knowing more about the history of battle rap and what was going on, shit started making more sense. And I'm like, yo, this nigga Calico kind of wigging. You know what I'm saying?
He is
like,
wigging.
Kind of going off.
Yeah.
Yo, Knowledge, I always say this. Cal first round was fire. His second round was dope until he tried to fucking define what a Proctor is. When he tried to define what a Proctor is, shit went motherfucking left.
Oh, yeah,
now go. Yeah. Going into his third round. It didn't hit though. Going into his third round, how he set off talking to Smack like, Smack, what would you do with our priorities? What would you do about this? Like let Smack know and the audience know that, yo, yeah, New York niggas are popping, but without the Midwest movement, nigga, this shit went. We made this shit go in a sense. You know what I'm saying? I thought Cal did a hype. Niggas try to say Cal was garbage. I'm like, my nigga, you're bugging right now. Cal was wigging, my nigga. Go back and watch that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, but you know, Lux still won. You know what I mean? It was still
Lux still won. Lux still won. He stole the show. You got Jay-Z freaking out. You gonna get this work? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't won the war.
That shit was crazy.
But yo, my nigga.
Yo, I seen you though, man. You know, I seen you three letter man with Queen's Flip. I seen y'all was going back and forth, man.
Yeah, who's going back and forth today? You know what I'm saying? He asked me to come up there. Obviously, I knew where the conversation was gonna go. My dumb ass nigga, we just gonna talk battle rap because that's all I really want to talk is battle rap. I don't really do the soap opera shit. You know what I'm saying? But he wanted to take the soap opera. It is what it is. Flip, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But I fuck with anybody that does media. I know how this shit is. You know what I'm saying? Niggas love you one day, niggas hate you one day. You don't ask nobody questions. Niggas wanna flame you. This, that, and the third is a popularity contest, and that's why I salute you, because to me, you stay in your lane, you do what you do, you're a humble cat. You don't really be into the rah-rah business and shit. You just want to deliver dope interviews to the masses and shit. And that's why I big you up, because I know Breakfast Club got Beanie Siegel, Tax Stone got Beanie Siegel, but you were really the first nigga that got beans, you know, after the surgery and after Beanie Siegel that we know, and to get that Beanie Siegel interview. I thought that was a great look for you, my nigga.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that 100, man. You know, I'm just trying to have fun with this shit, man. I'm trying to be successful and live a good life, man. That's about it, man. And help the people I can around me. You know what I'm saying? That's what life's about at the end of the day. Niggas make shit too complicated sometimes, I think.
Yeah, they do make shit complicated, you know what I mean? That's a super fact.
Yeah.
But, Knowledge, my nigga, we appreciate you, man. You know, we fuck with you heavy. You showed us love numerous times in your channel, throwing our interview out there. We fuck with you heavy up here, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Nah, likewise, man. Likewise.
We appreciate you, my brother. We're going to have you back up here, too.
Yo, man, I appreciate you guys giving me the interview, man. And, you know, we're going to be at Nome November 20th, Irving Plaza. Y'all know it's going down. You know, we definitely, you know, got to represent that URL brand, man. URL been showing us a lot of love. Shout out to Smack Beasley. Shout out to my team, everybody that been holding us down, man. Lou Reed, Genuine Pro. You know, my team, they be working hard because this shit ain't even me. This is a whole network of us working together trying to make this shit popping. So, you know what I mean?
My nigga, Knowledge, I know you can't wait for Tay Rock and Rum Nitty, my nigga.
Come on, son. You know I'm hyped right now, man. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that day right now because I'm like, yo, this shit right here. And you know me, I got like a whole plan of how we
right.
to deliver this shit. So, you know what I mean? You know, not to give nothing
right.
up, but this is going to be a special day. You know what I'm saying? We about to be working, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got a couple things dropping soon too, man. Look out for some, you know, some more blogs too, man. Because, you know, we started to do the blogging thing. Just, you know.
I'm glad you got behind the lens. You was hiding like smack behind the lens for a lot of times when smack was in the streets. Now you in front of the lens, my nigga. Salute to you on that.
Yeah, man. You know my brother's pushing me to do that shit. So I'm like, you know what? Why not, man? Let's have fun. Fuck it.
Yeah, Timbo trying to push me to do the same thing. I feel you, my nigga. It is what it is. I feel you.
But nah, man.
Nah, you fuck with
you,
my nigga. You already.
That was fun, man. We got to talk, man. You know, maybe after the, you know, some of the events, and definitely, I should definitely be at the ARP event too. You know what I mean? On the 12th, I believe Bonnie and Ava are supposed to get it.
RIP to Bonnie. RIP to Bonnie. Knowledge.
Oh yeah, yeah. You think she's gonna die?
Bourbon's gonna talk filthy,
yo,
my nigga. Bourbon's gonna be. Filthy, my nigga.
Yeah, but you expect that. But come on, son. Don't underestimate what Bonnie gonna bring, man. Cause I've seen Bonnie in there. I've seen a lot of Bonnie battles up close. Yo, Bonnie's getting better too. So
yeah, I agree
know.
With that. Yo, knowledge. I agree. Bonnie, your dive has gotten better throughout the years. She's even battled dudes. But when you're battling a nigga that wants to battle you, the way Bird wants to battle you, and he's talking about just disrespecting you, and he says some shit about he's going to make your mama cry, like, nigga, I know Bird is going to go ballistic on, right? He's really going to spaz nobody something dirty, I think, fam. She's going to hold her own, but Bird, I think Bird's going to go in, though. But now, if you come up here after the Gnome 6 and give us a recap, we appreciate you, my nigga. You already know.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely, man. We locked in, man. PSA Radio, man. Y'all niggas been doing your thing, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Always get great information. That's how I got my Sue Surf information, man, when I was out there in Jersey. I'm like, yeah, that PSA. Oh, yeah, now they got some shit for it, nigga. Thank you.
You already, knowledge. Back, same thing with you, my nigga. I know when events pop up, I'm waiting for these interviews, my nigga. Salute to you, my brother. You already, man.
All right, man. Much love, man. Peace and love.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right.
Shout out Knowledge coming on the show, man.
Yeah, man. Good dude. Good dude, son. Humble dude. Ain't into the drama. I'm going to tell you about this shit today. I go on Queen Slip calls me. Just calls out the gate. Boom.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's doing some thing called live event where he's calling people and just talking. So he calls me, and we go into the conversation. I'm just thinking we're talking battle rap. He want to talk about the whole Andy Fan situation. I'm like, nigga, I'm entertaining the bullshit for like 10 minutes, bro. And I'm out. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Fucking Queen Slip, man. He's always
trying I went up there. I went up there repping PSA all day, every motherfucking day.
Hey, all
so
day.
I get his motherfucking
all
twisted,
day.
You know what I'm saying?
Do out here. Hey,
you know, he shows love, but I know his little grimy ass was just trying to. Awesome shit.
You know what he gonna put? He's gonna try to pull you in. He'll talk.
Man, niggas hit me up after that. I'm subscribed to the channel, so hey, good looking, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas gonna hate you, but some niggas gonna come up and be like, you know what? I fuck with you saying. Let me holler at your channel right quick, my G. So I look at his promo too. So you know,
hey,
I feel the description uses a promo. You know. Yo, I don't know. ARP should be calling in probably 2 minutes, just for like 5-10 minutes, just to promote the cars, and then you know get salaries out and shit. But before he comes on, my nigga, so Disaster Official is dropping.
It's dropping.
Really want to see that Timbo. I gotta apologize to you because I must have been reading. This is why I can't listen to niggas and shit because niggas told me Official 3-Zek Disaster, but I spoke to a source that was at the battle. And he said that was not the case. Yeah, he said that was not the case. He said, Dre, you're bugging.
What did you hear the case was?
I heard it could be, it's debatable.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it a battle to Disaster. But he wasn't mad at the Official. This is the nigga I fuck with. So, you know what I'm saying? I only take a few niggas' words, your words, or a battle on some other niggas. I don't really take too much niggas' words, but this nigga's Official. He told me this. Only you, some other niggas I listen to, but some other niggas I'm you know, trying not to listen to y'all. I talked to before. And then Passwords, Bridge is dropping also. Looking forward to that. I saw the trailer. That shit. Pass was saying, Jesus, Lord have mercy. Whew. Man,
I'm excited.
Good day.
I'm excited for that
man.
One.
Yeah,
we're big fans
I'm
of
excited
Pass.
To see battle.
You know
man.
What I'm saying?
Huh?
It's good to see. It's good to see Pass. You know, in action and everything. You know.
My nigga, I hate the fact that I heard niggas talking about Pass should get a PG battle. I feel like saying, my nigga, kill yourself. PG battle.
Yeah.
Like, this is why I say Battle Rap has some things got to change, Timbo, in the sense of
mm-hmm.
you and I discussed it a couple weeks ago. I think King of the Dot, you are the RBE, all these niggas need to like have a you know what I'm saying, like a big event. It shouldn't even have to be URL versus King of the Dot. You got to have a King of the Dot versus King of the Dot versus King of the Dot versus URL, King of the Dot versus RB. Just mix it up. Have one live dope event, my nigga. Like, you could do seven, like, shit like that. You could do seven cards and niggas would keep it rocking, I think. Seven matches and niggas would keep it rocking and shit. You know what I mean?
I feel you. I think that should be done. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think that'll ever happen though with these leagues, man. I don't think it'll happen with these leagues.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question because niggas not calling. We'll wrap up in a second. Bonnie Godiva, Aver, you giving Bonnie a chance?
Fuck no.
Not even a slim chance.
Not even a smidgen.
Damn.
Not even a smidgen of a chance. I mean,
you think she getting a body? I don't think she getting a body, son.
I think Verb's gonna kill it, bro.
Yo, yeah. He's going to say some foul shit. I just know this nigga's going to say some foul shit. But niggas got to give Bonnie her props, though, for being bold enough. Because you know this nigga. Like, when T-Rock was battling C3, my nigga, I fuck with C3 heavy, man. But T-Rock was really trying to violate C3 on something. I mean, the nigga was just really just wigging on fucking C3, son. I think Verb would have tried to catch the Holy Ghost. On Bonnie Godiva. You know what I mean?
I swear to God, I think he's gonna kill her, bro.
Demolish?
Man, I think so.
Oh, man.
I really, really think so.
Yeah. You don't see something on there, right? I know you said he was kind of. You don't see something number on there, right?
Nah, he's not on there.
I hit him right quick. But he'll take us home, though, my nigga. Try to get him on another day tomorrow, if anything.
You already, man. Shout out Knowledge. Hip hop is real. You guys already know what the fuck this is, man. As always, PSA motherfucking radio. We here, we live, we direct. My bro Dre, Three Letterman. Take us out, my G.
Man, shout out to my boy Knowledge. God, some hip hop is real, man. Good dude. You know what I'm saying? I think me and Jay Black was even talking on Twitter the other day about this nigga. Like, yo, that nigga be like, Jay Black was like, yo, niggas gotta give hip hop is really props. And I was like, ask him what I said 2 hours ago. That was yesterday when I spoke to him on the phone and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, fuck with some heavy though, man. Shout out to my bro Timbo. You know what it is?
Hey, we got battle reviews and interviews coming tomorrow too.
Word. Dead ass.
That's what we do.
Good shit, Timbo.
We got Pass and Bridge dropping. This and official. You guys already know what the fuck this is, man. Just get strap in and get ready, man. It's motherfucking PSA radio. We out.
What is Disaster before we go? What is Disaster and Disaster and Official dropping?
Today.
It's out now?
It's supposed to be out today. But so I'm thinking this evening, tonight, sometime like that. But it should have been out already. But it's they announced it to drop today.
All right, so I'm going to grab my pen and pad and start jotting down for tomorrow. So we'll be the first niggas with it. You know how we do. Easy, y'all. Y'all be easy, man. Easy.
We out.